fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Great welcome to this week's show with me, Monique Chambers, and Rachel Radmilly. So that, the Tom and Jerry tune, is one of your musical memories. And it's just made me smile. So tell us a bit about it.
Precisely. I mean, I like it because it makes us smile. I challenge anyone not to smile once they hear the Tom and Jerry jingle kind of, you know, the entry theme. And for me, it brings back memories because, funnily enough, I mean, obviously, as a child, you always have happy memories somehow. You know, at least I was brought up in a very nice, comfortable environment, you know, very cozy environment. So Tom and Jerry was always a time when we only had TV as media, okay? So keep in mind, it wasn't the age of mobile and social media and all these things. So growing up in the, you know, 70s and 80s, Tom and Jerry was always a happy moment, and that jingle was something that triggered that happiness.
Down to the sofa and just...
Exactly, we all pronged on the sofa. We all had our space on the sofa, you know, very territorial kind of, you know. But I also like it. I wanted to share this theme song as well, because now I realize in my old age that in actual fact, Tom and Jerry introduced us to so many different genres of music.
Okay.
From classical music to jazz to blues, you know. If you pay attention to much of the soundtrack of Tom and Jerry and many of the other Looney Tunes as well, they're all somehow very blues-based or very classical music, you know. And I think my first appreciation for these different types of music, not just pop culture kind of, remember I'm a 70s, 80s child, okay? So not just pop culture sort of, came through things like Tom and Jerry, you know.
Never thought about it like that, but yeah. That's the anthropologist in you, you see.
Just too much thinking, too much time to think, I suppose.
So, no, that was a really great one. So we're going to move on to the next memory, which is Dabka by Saria. I have to say, your list is going to be the hardest to pronounce I've had in all of my shows. But again, I'm guessing that sort of throws back to your interested and varied life and your hobbies and interests personally. So this song, tell us a bit about where the memory takes you and a bit about the song.
So, yes, I mean, many of the songs on the list today are really linked up to my travels. I love traveling. I'm addicted to traveling. I think that was my one big sacrifice during the pandemic and the hardest thing to adjust to. We obviously have to, you know, nod to the pandemic at some point. But Dabka comes from about, I'd say, 12 years ago. I had a wonderful opportunity to work in Bethlehem for a couple of years.
Wow, okay.
In Palestine. And we had some students from the University of Bethlehem. One of whom, May, was a student I had supervised for her master's dissertation in tourism and cultural heritage management. And she was a student who actually came from one of the refugee camps, the Palestinian refugee camps called the Haisha camp. So maybe we're going a little bit on the, you know, political side here. But what she had done, she used to love dance. She still does, I suppose. Sometimes we still keep in touch. And she had studied this Dabka, which is a traditional wedding dance in much of Palestine, Syria, and Lebanon, throughout the Middle East. And it's an excellent way to look at the way society is changing, because traditionally speaking, it used to be a dance that was played and danced by men at weddings.
Okay.
But now there's a lot of women who are participating actively in the dance, and even the dress itself has moved from very classical, traditional outfits to modern clothes, you know, and black jeans and stuff like that. And there's a certain really interesting beat to it as well, which is also very uplifting, very, you know, celebratory. I mean, it's played, it's danced at weddings, so it's a happy time, you know.
This is in the circle and they move and they do like a shoulder shuffle and there's a swing. This is so
one
random.
Leading and one who's, there's a conversation between a drummer and a leader, you know.
I literally saw this on Instagram a couple of days ago and asked them, what is this?
Yes.
You know, what's this dance called? Tell me a bit about the tradition. And this came up, so we're going to practice around the studio while we listen to Dabka by Saria.
في قلبي وغرقت عيوني بعيونك تهي تهدونك تهدونك غاري وليد مجنونك تهي تهدونك تهدونك غاري وليد مجنونك أنا حطيتك في قلبي أنا حطيتك في قلبي وغرقت عيوني بعيونك شيك هاي هاي
the next track, you really are going to challenge my linguistic abilities here. So it's Gracias a la Vida by Mercedes Sosa.
Sounds perfect.
There you go. What memory does this take you to?
So, okay, we're crossing over now to Latin America, really. Mercedes Sosa is quite an institution in herself, you know, for this, you know, Latin American music and stuff like that. And she's actually led the way for a lot of people like Shakira as well to set up their careers. But for me, she reminds me of Amsterdam. And Amsterdam is a place which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a time when I had, you know, sort of made friends with my landlady. I always used to book at the same place. And one time when I'm walking in after a really difficult travel and, you know, I was stressed and I was tired, and I walk into her house and she's playing some of my favorite music, which is the music of Mercedes Sosa. And somehow I knew by hearing that song that I was in the right place. So whenever I hear Gracias a la Vida, it's something which really makes me appreciate the beautiful places in the world, you know, like places like Amsterdam, which were good to me, you know, sort of thing. So.
And random to listen to that music in Amsterdam.
Exactly. It was, you know, it was extremely random, you know, and it somehow brought everything together, you know. It was a really grounding song. And whenever I listen to it, it's something which makes me feel comfortable again, you know, makes me feel like I'm in the right place.
Well, let's have a listen to that then. Gracias a la Vida by Mercedes Sosa.
Violeta Parra era chilena.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luces que cuando las abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco, y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado, y en las multitudes el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido, el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, padre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto y el canto de ustedes, que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos, que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida.
And we're staying in that part of the world. So we're going to listen to a track next, which is Milonga de Astalada. Milonga?
Milonga de Acer.
There you go, thank you. But Craig Einhorn, I can say that.
I hope the name is correct, actually. It's so just one of the many versions. Yes.
Ah, okay. So do you like tango then?
I love tango.
There you go.
And I love everything that's associated with tango. I have some very, very good friends from Buenos Aires.
Okay.
I've been there quite a few times to visit them, and they've also been to Malta quite a few times. And there's Tommy, who is the son of Anna, this very good friend of mine, who's actually my godson.
Ah!
So there's a, you know, very familial kind of connection with Argentina at this point.
Okay. And this takes you back to Argentina?
Ironically, one thing which I always wanted to learn while I was visiting Argentina is to learn how to dance tango. And I started dancing tango a couple of years ago, stopped taking lessons actually of tango. You know, it's one of those things which you never feel you've actually learned properly. You have to keep practicing. And because of, you know, sort of COVID and everything, I never got a chance to go back.
Okay.
So to put my skills to practice, so to speak, you know, sort of thing. But Milonga de Acer, again, is one of these beautiful songs which I immediately, you know, get transported back to Buenos Aires, to friends, to the family over there.
Well, I hope one day you get to visit, it's playing, and you just get picked up and swung around. You know,
with pleasure.
That might not be the technical term, but we're going to listen to Craig Einhorn's Milonga de Acer.
Thank you.
Now, this next one, I thought when I saw this and when I listened to it, I thought you were winding me up and playing with your mischievous sense of humour, because it's called The Sound of Silence by Disturbed. And when you watch the video, there's not much for quite a while. I just thought, yeah, this is going to make good radio. So tell us about the memory, or was this just a joke on me?
Now that you explain the potential for humour, I'm kicking myself for not bringing out a humorous story on this one. So sorry, I'm going to have to disappoint. It's about the song, it's about the memory. Mm-hmm. So maybe the joke's on me. But in actual fact, I like this because much as I love people, I love noise, I love music, I also love silence. I love peace and quiet. And this song to me is, again, I'm going to mention this for the third time, it's all about the pandemic, when the world went quiet. And a small part of me, and I say this with many disclaimers, but small part of me is missing the pandemic, is missing that silence, is missing that lack of traffic, that lack of noise, that lack of people, you know, no sounds of planes and things like that, where I used to enjoy listening to this music. I used to put it on after a long day of work on the computer. We were all working at home, and I could go out for a walk. And I used to put this on repeat and just listen. It sounds very depressing because it's also a very dark song. And it's also not the original version, but it's a really nice version of the song, which I got to enjoy so many times, you know, in the winter sort of pandemic months when we'd be on lockdown and I'd go out for my, you know, half an hour walk and just listen to this. And it would put me into a very soothed mood, kind of.
Yeah,
so I think back to those quiet
it's good
times.
I think it was good to be, like I say, quiet, reflect, learn new things, meet new people, you know, cut off some people, whatever, you know. I sort of think, like say, with many disclaimers, that actually it did the planet some good, and yes, some of us in it. So we're going to listen to The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. A vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing. The sound
song on your list is The Heart Asks Pleasure First by Michael Nyman. So tell us a bit about this one.
In a way, it's just one of the many songs of Michael Nyman, which I've selected, because I used to enjoy listening to a playlist in the background, usually, while I'll be working on writing and trying to, you know, process my data for my PhD and everything. Again, many of the concluding months did take place during the pandemic. I was quite fortunate in that the pandemic came. So how many times have I mentioned the pandemic? Obviously, I did a lot of music listening, kind of.
Sure.
But it was a time in my life where, you know, you're sitting down, you're quiet, you're alone, you're at home, you're isolated. And sometimes I'd enjoy working to some, you know, inspirational, so to speak, background music. And there are quite a few of these, you know, soundtracks, basically, which I used to enjoy just having them play their mellow at the back, you know, sort of for inspiration. There's Michael Nyman. You could even think about, obviously now I'm going to blank because I'm on radio.
But you don't get mixed up. So when I'm writing, if I have music with lyrics, though, in the background, I write the lyrics sometimes. I'll sort of read back what I've written and there'll be the words. And it's
but very often, that's a good point. Mm. Very often people like Michael Nyman, you can just listen to the music on its own only. You can listen to the music without lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always with lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, sort of a quiet kind of. But this was also something which I liked because it was also a fantastic film.
Okay.
This was also taken from The Piano.
Ah, okay.
Which is one of those films as well. Like, there are certain films in life which you watch over and over and over again. In fact, when it came to selecting the music for the tracks over here, I had the hardest part was, you know, shortlisting 10 soundtracks, kind of. So it was between this one from The Piano.
Mm-hmm.
It was also between another song. Actually, we might have it coming up later on, which is a song from Lady Hawk.
Okay.
So anyone from my generation will remember that film, which we used to watch over and over again. And other films like Overboard, for example, with Goldie Hawn, which were, you know, some really classical films at the time, which were extremely popular.
I remember just sitting around watching them over
exactly.
And over.
So this is one of those soundtracks which has multiple memories. In a sense.
Oh, so we'll have a listen to that. So The Heart Asks Pleasure First by Michael Nyman.
Thank you.
So the next one is Main Title by Andrew Powell.
In actual fact, I'm not sure that's the correct title of the song itself.
Okay.
It's, but it's one of the soundtracks. It's a key soundtrack from Lady Hawk, which I made reference to earlier on, which for me is one of the most beautiful love stories on screen kind of thing. You know, one of these impossible situations kind of thing. And it's, again, the memory for me is that I had first watched it at St. Paul's Bay. At my grandmother's house, where, again, there was this life of freedom, of adventure, and it kind of fit in with the whole, you know, sort of dynamic that comes with being carefree and wanting to find, you know, that first love. You're a young teenager, and these films come out, and they're just full of emotion. At least for the time, they were very full of emotion. I don't know if that happens to you now, but you watch some old films which you watched when you were growing up, and you find that they're really slow. But there are certain films like this, like Lady Hawk, for example, which still retain their charm and their energy.
Now I could watch Grease every day.
Still. Exactly. I mean, obviously, everyone's talking about Grease at the moment.
Still,
you know,
happy after, with it, yeah. Now I've got, you know, the video, the, you know, anniversary video, then this, the DVDs. You know, I'm obsessed with Grease, but yeah, same sort of thing. You're just like, oh, takes you back.
Exactly. I mean, I probably remember the screen, you know, the whole storyline kind of as though I watched it yesterday and I watched it about 25 years ago. Kind of.
Maybe you should watch it again, but for now, we'll listen to the soundtrack here by Andrew Powell. I'm just going to be clapping my hands in the studio here. So it's Radio Gaga by Queen. I'm hoping it's a good memory because it's one of those songs that, you, yeah, it's so loud and so lively. So tell us what memory that's attached to.
Again, I mean, growing up in the 70s and 80s, I was obviously, you know, hooked on Queen, and Queen is Queen is Queen is Queen. You know, I mean, Queen remains fantastic forever. And I was, you know, hard pressed to choose one of, you know, Queen's songs kind of thing, or Freddie Mercury's works. And I chose this because it's ironically a recent memory when it dawned on me that an actual fact is speaking about something really interesting in the song, where this whole changing of technology, you know, sort of makes such an impact on society in a sense. And it's something which, we're going through constantly, you know, every year. And this also reminds me about the first time I went onto a bus in Italy where they had introduced all the contactless payments, you know, for the bus. And I'm trying to figure it out, you know, it took me those 3 seconds to get used to the system. And the bus driver says, "It's okay, madam, I'll do it for you." And I'm like, "How old exactly do you think I am?" You know, kind of thing. So there was that tense moment where I wanted to, you know, give the guy a little bit of a punch in the face. I probably shouldn't be saying this on radio, but I obviously control my emotions. Uh-huh. But, you know, this technology, you know, sort of, and the changing technology, and the growing old with this whole idea of changing technologies is, you know, something which also keeps us, you know, on our toes kind of thing. So there's a whole, you know, melange of different memories associated with the song, because I think it's also very meaningful for our times as well. It's a timeless piece, really.
I'm going to take it down to a base level, because I heard a term that will be good for you for this year. This is your, you know, big birthday year for you. and I heard it this week. It's called Queenagers.
Okay.
You see? So I think we're...
I'm happy with that.
We're now Queenagers. So on that note, we are going to listen to Radio Gaga, clap our hands above our heads to the song by Queen.
You made us feel like we-
So the next song is La Vie en Rose, but you've chosen the Louis Armstrong version. Tell me what memory.
Again, it's a memory of this time of the Argentinian friends coming over to Malta. Okay. And somehow it became our theme song. You know, whenever one of us is in a thoughtful mood or if we want to catch each other's attention, we just start humming,
aww,
you know, La Vie en Rose kind of thing. So we actually created a friendly soundtrack together. Okay, sounds very like, how old am I? 12 years old now. You know, sharing soundtracks and stuff like that and playlists.
But this is the one, yeah.
And, but somehow the Louis Armstrong for me combines, you know, again, like we mentioned at the start of the program, the whole introduction to jazz and to blues and these sorts of genres of alternative music. Well, not really classic music in a sense. And so I really like his version. There's something about the introduction, that, you know, voice, the, aww, you know, the instruments and everything, which has a certain colour to it, a certain flavour, you know. It's really warm. It's a warm version of La Vie en Rose.
That is a nice song to evoke memories of friends. So we're going to listen to La Vie en Rose, yes, by Louis Armstrong.
Magic spell you cast, this is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. La Vie en Rose.
There's an Italian song on your list, because I thought it would be a lots of Italian music, because you have a love of Italy, as do, well, I and many people. So this is Diamante by Zucchero. What's the memory attached to this one?
In fact, I think I'll admit to overcompensating for my love of Italy. I already eliminated quite a few Italian songs, including references to our beloved Puglia.
Oh.
There's a beautiful song, in fact, called Vieni a ballare in Puglia, which is a bit of a jab against all the over-tourism taking place in Puglia as well, so it's a bit political. But I love Diamante because it's one of the most romantic. I thought it was actually one of the most romantic songs in the world until I looked up the meaning of the song. I know it's not about meanings of songs, it's about memories. But this is was a song that Zucchero dedicated to his grandmother.
Okay.
And it was all about her falling in love and getting married just after the war, the Second World War. And it's all about the peace coming back to Italy.
Ah.
So I wanted to end with this song because for me it's all about maybe trying to bring peace back into such a chaotic world that we live in.
Ah.
So for me, it's more than a memory, it's a life experience where listening to the song is for me about hope for the future.
Excellent. Well, we're going to listen to a bit of that and listen and hope that, you know, the world is a better place. But thank you so much for joining me, Rachel Radmeli, on this week's Musical Memories. We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.